batting order for today's game for New York, number 12, Ed Stanky.
Hello, everybody. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game, brought to you by your favorite Post cereals and their terrific new teammate, Post Sugar Crisp. Yes, sir, Post is back to bring you the Dodgers again as they take on the New York Giants in the second of this three-game series here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA. This is the old redhead, Red Barber, and Connie Desmond will be along in the middle of the ball game, and between us, we'll take care of the play-by-play assignment. And your seat behind home plate today, no matter whereabouts in the United States you are, your seat is reserved thanks to your loyalty to Post Cereals and your all-out cheers for sensational new Post Sugar Crisp. So with Post as your host, let's look around here at Ebbets Field and see what's on the docket. Public address announcer Tex Ricketts is busily going down the respective batting orders. And as you can gather by the cheers, this locale being Brooklyn, he's giving the Brooklyn batters. The starting pitchers will be Jack Kramer, the veteran right-hander who was sold by the Boston Red Sox during the winter to the New York Giants. Kramer will be making his debut in the National League. Jack Kramer will start for Leo DeRocher's Giants, and Dan Bankhead, the first Negro pitcher in the history of the Major Leagues, will get his first starting assignment for the Dodgers. When Bankhead was up and broke the ice a couple of years ago at Brooklyn, he only got in four games and on every occasion was a relief pitcher. So this is his Major League starting debut, and so thus it's a big afternoon for both of these right-handers. Kramer last year with the Red Sox won six and lost eight. He had a big year with Joe McCarthy, if you'll recall, in 48, when he won 18 and lost 5. In 44 with the Browns, Kramer won 17 and lost 13. That was the year the Browns went for their only pennant. And in the World Series against the Cardinals, he had a win and was not defeated. Bankhead, last year, was at Brooklyn's Montreal Farm, and he won 20 and lost 6. Each of these pitchers has pitched impressively this spring, and that explains why they are getting the starting assignments. This clear, sunshiny, although it is a cool Saturday afternoon here at Brooklyn. Now for the invading Giants, and it's always a hot time in Brooklyn when the Giants come over. It's always a hot time whenever these two clubs tangle anywhere. Ed Stanky is leading off for the Giants. Whitey Lockman hits number 2 in left field. Third baseman Henry Thompson is batting third for New York. Rookie Don Mueller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R, is in right field. Center fielder Bobby Thompson, there are two Thompsons. Center fielder does not spell his name with a P in it, it's just T-H-O-M-S-O-N. Bobby Thompson in center. Alvin Dark, who came to the Giants along with Stanky from the Braves in that big winter deal. Dark is at short. Jack Harshman, the rookie first baseman, hits 7. Wes Westrum is catching and Kramer is the pitcher. The umpires have just come out and there's a conference at home plate between the three wearers of the blue serge suits. Groundkeeper Ed Durham, Alvin Dark bringing up the batting card for the Giants, and Captain Pee Wee Reese bringing up the batting order for the Dodgers. And the Brooklyn batting order that Reese has on his card is in this wise. Reese himself leading off at short. George Schuber is in left field. Jim Russell is in center field. Duke Snyder is the regular center fielder, but he has a heavy cold, which has given him some trouble. He missed the exhibition games of last weekend at the stadium with the Yankees because of this same malady. So Russell is in center. Russell played left yesterday. His first game was a Dodger. They got him from the Braves during the winter. And he had a home run and a triple. Jackie Robinson, the defending batting champion and the league's most valuable player. Robinson at second is hitting fourth for the Dodgers. Then comes Carl Farrello in right field. Hodges, the first baseman, is batting sixth. Rookie Bobby Morgan, who is hitting very well, hits safely in all three games. Morgan at third. Roy Campanella, whose grand slam home run in the third inning sunk the Giants beyond hope yesterday. Campanella catching, and Dan Bankhead is the pitcher. The umpires, Douglas Scotty Robb, is back of the plate. That's R-O-B-B. Al Bolick and Augie Donatelli will be on the bases. And now Miss Gooding will play and sing the national anthem.
Oh, my God.
those of you who are tuned in for your first time to a Brooklyn broadcast, as this is the first Brooklyn regular season broadcast to be on a coast-to-coast hookup, in addition to the station in New York that usually carries the games and has been doing so for 9 years, that is a pregame custom at Ebbets Field, the playing and singing of the national anthem before every single ball game. Not just the first game of the year, or not just at some special holiday. That's how they feel about it here at Ebbets Field. The Dodgers have taken the field. Dan Bankhead, slender, loose-jointed right-hander. Roy Campanella, stocky catcher. That's the battery. Big Gil Hodges at first base. Jackie Robinson at second. Captain Pee Wee Reese at short. And rookie Bob Morgan is at third. Billy Cox, who might have started at third base, except he hurt his back, rejoined the club yesterday and is recovering all right. In left field, George Schuba, who's having his second real chance with the Dodgers. Schuber in left. In center field, Jim Russell, who's turned out to be a very valuable player, came to the Dodgers in that Sam Jethro deal with the Braves. And in right field, it is Carl Farrello, Reading, Pennsylvania, and they call him the Reading Rifle. Now, Ed Stanky is first up for the Braves. Of a crouch, right-hand hitter, Bankhead's first pitch, fastball high inside for ball one. Stanky, this young season for the Giants, has 3 hits out of 12 at-bats. He's stocky, small, bends at the knees, outfield a little toward left. Bankhead pitches low outside for ball two. Stanky is one of the best judges in all baseball of a pitched ball. He holds the National League record for bases on balls, and nobody gave him any deliberate walks because he was such an awesome hitter. He just earned those walks. Bankhead throws outside with a curve, and he's behind ball three. 3 balls, no strikes. This is a momentous occasion for Bankhead, trying to make the Brooklyn club. It's his first start in a major league game. Leo DeRocha, the Giant manager, is his own third base coach. Freddie Fitzsimmons is coaching at first. Now the 3-0 pitch. Ball four, and Stanky walks. Throws his bat away. And off the first he trots. So Bankhead walks the first man he pitches to without throwing him a strike. And that's a bit of a danger sign. And here's Robinson coming in from second base. Campanella goes out to the mound. Post Cereals, very happy to be your host. P-O-S-T, Post. And the newest of the Post Cereals is Sugar Crisp. Grand cereal and a swell snack. And it's the hottest thing that's come down the road. Look for them in the cellophane bag at your friend the grocer's here. And in addition to the words Post and Sugar Crisp, you'll notice there are 3 little honey bears right on the front. Bankhead in Montreal last year walked about as many fellas as he struck out. He walked 170 and struck out 176. Whitey Lockman, left-hand hitter for the Giants, batting at 333. Takes a call strike. Bankhead came down with his change. He slowed up on it and had it over. Campanella is most apt to make a pitcher use a changeup ball when he is getting wild. In other words, he makes him stay away from the fastball. Hodges holding first against Stanky, who's not too fast a runner. The Brooklyn infield halfway up, ready to go either way on a ground hit ball or a bunt. Outfield toward right. Lockman pulls. Fast curve swung on a fly ball out into center. Right to Russell, who comes in. He can't get it. He gets away from the ball. Suddenly stuck. Stanky goes on to second base and holds on. Russell's team would have that ball right there up against his belt buckle. He just stood waiting. We said it was right after Russell. Then suddenly at the last moment, he ran in a step and dove for the ball and had to trap it. The ball must have suddenly sunk. The wind is not blowing in, the wind is blowing out. So it wasn't a question of the wind holding up the ball. It was a question of that ball probably sinking. Sometimes those line drives do that. So it is to be scored as a base hit. So there's a break for New York. Break against Bankhead. And let's see now whether the Giants can exploit this opening or just what happens. Yesterday's ball game, the first meeting of these two clubs, the Dodgers hammered the Giants early and often and beat them 8-1. The Giants have lost all 3 of their games this year. The Dodgers, after losing their first game with Philadelphia, won the next 2. So Giants at first and second. And Henry Thompson, the Negro third baseman for the Giants, who broke the ice for the Polo Grounders, left-hand hitter is up and takes a fastball low inside at the knees. Ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Down in the Brooklyn bullpen, a fellow who wears number 13 by deliberate design, Ralph Branca, is warming up. Big towering right-hander warming up with Sam Narron, the Dodgers' bullpen catcher. Campanella goes out to the mound again to talk to Bankhead. Don's in trouble. He put himself in trouble by walking Stanky without throwing a strike. And then something happened to that line drive, and Russell, who is a sure judge of a ball, didn't come up with it. He's standing there waiting, confidently. 1-0 pitch. Quick curve in there for a call strike. One ball, one strike. Dodger infield has to be ready for the bunt if that's the way Leo wants to play it. Batter Thompson. This is THOMP, S-O-N, Henry Thompson, left-hand hitting third baseman. Hitting at 375, 3-for-8 this year, in a crouch. The pitch, he takes a curve high inside for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Bankhead, born in Empire, Alabama, makes his home now in Memphis, Tennessee, 6'1", 185 pounds, and probably the loosest-looking fellow on the mound you ever saw. In position, pitches, fastball swung on and foul back, so the Giants have refused to go for the buck. And the count is now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. DeRosa coaching at third, hollers, "All right, Henry." So we have action at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, and there's always action here. Broadcast is toward right. Groundkeeper Ed Durham, under the supervision of business manager Jack Collins, got this ballpark manicured to where it looks like you could eat off of it any place you wanted to. Henry Thompson steps out. We got Tyler waiting. Two balls, two strikes. No score. The Giants threatening here in the top of the first inning at Ebbets Field. Bankhead in position. Henry Thompson crouches. Severe crouch. Left-hand hitter. Right-hander deals. Curve. Tip. Foul. And it's 2-2 still. Campanella was fighting it like it was a mad bumblebee trying to hold it. But he couldn't do it. Catchers are not expected to hold foul tips. There's never any error charged against him. Any criticism leveled if they do not hold them. If they do hold them, fine. If they don't, well, that's the way it goes. Now let's see. Bankhead coming to a stop. Looks at second. Deals. Curve way outside for ball three. He was a long way away from the plate on that one. Three balls, two strikes. Dan Bisley chewing gum out there. He doesn't look like he weighs 185. He is so bony and angular. And he has a tremendously loose hip motion. Stanky at second. Lockman at first. Stanky not too fast at second. Lockman can fly at first. Infield and double play there. 2-2 count. They might be running. Let's see. They pitch. They don't go. And it's a curveball drilled out in the right field. It's up against the wall for an extra base hit. Varela patient on the bound. Stanky's coming around third toward the plate and scores on the single. And in the third goes Lockman. And it is 1-0 New York. And DeRosa was right when he didn't bunt Thompson when he produced that base hit. So the Giants have gone out in front and lead 1-0. Have men at first and third and nobody out. Looks like you got in here just in time because the pot is bubbling here at Brooklyn. Here at Brooklyn. Commissioner A.B. Chandler is just coming in the ballpark now with President Branch Rickey, and they're taking a box down by the Brooklyn dugout. See, they're also from the commissioner's staff is Dick Butler. Business manager Jack Collins down there with them. The commissioner was at Yankee Stadium yesterday. Ebbets Field today. Bankhead making his first major league start. Got nobody out, pitching to his fourth hitter. Delivers. Curveball swung on, hit down to Robinson, who's up with it. Supposed to reach the second run out. Going to first. Double play. And Robinson scores from third. And it's 2-0 in favor of the Giants. Demuller bangs into a DP. It's the first double play that the Dodgers have come up with against the Giants in their third double play of the year. Lockman, of course, cruised in from third on the double play. So the Giants have two runs in. Under the present scoring rules, Mueller cannot be credited with an RBI. Caused the run scored and he was banging into an infield twin killing. Robinson to Reese and on to Hodges. So 2-0 favor New York. Both runs earned. And here is Bobby Thompson. Right-hand hitting, very tall center fielder. Bankhead delivers a curve, swung on, it's beaten down with a big foul. Strike one. This kid, Bobby Thompson, was born in Glasgow, Scotland. So he's come a long way, hasn't he? Bobby is an infant. His family moved to Staten Island, one of the five boroughs in New York, and he came up with the Giants rather than with the Dodgers. He never was a Dodger fan. Wonderful ball player. Hit 309 for the Giants last year, 6'2", 190 pounds. Backhand pitches. Fastball swung on. Foul back. No balls. Two strikes. Leo DeRocha will tell you that he believes that this fellow up at the plate, his center fielder, Bobby Thompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, can, in 100 yards, outrun anybody in baseball. He says he doesn't know whether Thompson can outrun Jethro of the Braves at 60 yards, but he knows he can at 100. Believes he can. This fellow can fly, long stride. Pitch. Strike three, fastball over. So Banquez settles down. That's looking to be right there in the pickle bat. Two runs for the Giants on two hits. The double play finally turned the tide. So it's 2-0 in favor of the Giants, and the Dodgers are coming in for their first licks for the afternoon. And look here, friends. Here's just a simple point-blank question from the old redhead to all of you. Do you eat cornflakes? Chances are you do. But look, here's the important thing. There's a difference in cornflakes. A real difference. You up and try Post Toasters, and you'll see just what we mean. Yes, sir, there's a difference in cornflakes, and it's post-toasting that makes that difference. Now, once you eat them, you'll agree. Post Toasters are extra crisp, extra delicious, better in every way. Post Toasters are fresher, too. Fresher than ever before. Now so fresh that they taste just toasted. So next time that you stop by Joe the Grocer's, don't ask for cornflakes. Ask for Post Toasters, the better cornflakes. That's guaranteed fresh Post Toasters. One of the famous Post Cereals. Try them all, yeah? This is a rather historic broadcast. As we told you at the beginning, and the Post Cereal folks are very happy to make it possible, working in cooperation with the Brooklyn Ball Club and the WMGM, which is the station that for 8 years has been doing all the Brooklyn games in New York, because today stations of the Columbia Broadcasting System are joining in too with the coverage outside of New York. And so it is coast-to-coast coverage of baseball's most colorful, dynamic team, the Dodgers. And we are glad to have you along. You come with us all the home Saturdays at Brooklyn is at Ebbets Field. And you see on your baseball schedules that the Dodgers are going to be in Brooklyn. And we're going to be with you. You're going to help us be there, too, by the fact that you tell Joe the Grocer that you want Post Toasters. Or any of the Post Cereals. Or the newest, Sugar Crisp. Okay, here we go with Captain Pee Wee Reese and Jack Kramer making his first start in the National League. Comes down with a strike over the plate. Kramer's a trim-looking right-hander. He throws a fastball, throws slow curves. Good control. Reese has 3-for-14, hitting a 2-14 right now. Kramer pumps, kicks, throws. There's a sharp curve over for call strike two. K-R-A-M-E-R. Jack Kramer. Well along, 32 years. Outfield stayed at foot left. Reese swings from the end. Swings, and there's a high pop fly in the short left center. Left fielder Lockman's in. Under it, and he takes it for out number one. Go ahead, one up and one gone for Brooklyn. Last of the first inning. The Giants leading 2-0, and this is baseball's most heated rivalry. Giants and the Dodgers. And DeRocha and the Giants trying so hard to win their first one. They've been under very heavy criticism for losing the first three, especially in the face of that big deal that was made with the Boston Braves during the winter. You know, when Stanky and Doc came from Boston to New York, and the Giants sent Sid Gordon, Willard Marshall, Buddy Carr, and Sam Webb to the Braves. And then the first two games of the season, the Braves played the Polo Grounds, won them both. And then the second game, Gordon hit two home runs, won a grand slammer. Boy, that's really having that boomerang come back and hit you right between the eyes. But as Leo said today, it's a long season. George Shuba, left-hand hitter, takes a high outside fastball. Ball one. Shuba has one for eight. He's being given another chance. At the around toward right. Right side of the infield is back. It's a bright sun and a bright sky. Pitch. Slow curve right over for a call strike. Kramer's one of these fellows that pumps and pumps and hitches and tries to catch you between swings. Fits a great deal of the style of Preacher Rowe, by the admission of Kramer's new manager, DeRosa. Milton Stock is the Brooklyn third base coach. Jake Fittler, old Sugarfoot Jake. This is his 56th birthday. Fittler coaching at first. Westrom gives the sign, Kramer pitches, and Schubert takes a fastball low outside for ball two. Kramer kicked on it, asked where the pitch was, and played umpire Rob motion outside. Third baseman Henry Thompson is about three full steps over towards short. Shortstop Dock is almost directly behind the bag. The outfield is swung drastically into right, and they are playing Schubert wider than I've seen any ball club play him, pull toward right field. In other words, straightaway left field is wide open, and inside third base it's wide open. Schubert takes a curve over good for a call. Second strike, two and two. Two balls, two strikes. They really ganged up into right field on this fella. Fittler hauling down from first base. Come on, George. You're the fella. Jack Kramer with one out, pitching his first inning in the National League. He's fidgeting around out there on the mound. There's nobody on base. Pumps once, pumps twice. Right-handed kicks high, throws. Fastball swung off. Drilled deep out in the right center field. Back goes Thompson, way back in the corner. And makes the catch 390 feet away in the right center field corner. First Cooper tagged it, but it's just out number two. Two men gone, and Jim Russell playing his second game as a Dodger. He's a switch hitter, or some people say a turnaround hitter. And he's batting left-handed against right-hander Kramer. Russell went 2-for-4 yesterday. He hit a home run, and he hit a triple. And for every home run that is hit in a Brooklyn ball game or every shutout pitch, there is an award of a case of Post Sugar Crisp. So Russell collected yesterday. The pitch, fastball on the outside. Ball one. Kramer monkeys around, pitches here, pitches there. Al Bolick, the first base umpire, just noticed that the bag had been kicked a little bit out into foul ground, so he runs up there and kicks it back into fair. Attention to small details, very important. Umpiring anything else. Slow curve outside to Russell, and it is ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Dark is coming in from short and is talking to Kramer. Apparently, Dark must have noticed that Kramer has kicked on a couple of decisions at the plate. Maybe he's saying something to him. The Giants on top, 2-0. They got two runs off Dan Bankhead, right at the bell. Bankhead began his own difficulties by walking Stanky. That's the first rule in the book for pitchers. Don't walk them, and certainly don't walk that first. 2-0 pitch. Curve outside for ball three. That was a big, slow rainbow. Three balls and a strike. In case you just joined us on this broadcast of the best pitches at Post Cereals, Stanky walked. Went to second base as Lockman's line drive apparently suddenly sank in front of Russell. Russell seemed to have it caught all the way and then dove for it and too late. Thompson single off the right field wall to get one. Mueller hit him to double pin. The second run came over. There's a call strike for Russell on the outside. Friedman. Fine crowd here at Ebbets Field, and the Dodgers and Giants will be here tomorrow. Game time tomorrow, 2 o'clock, and business manager Collins told us before today's game there are 14,000 seats of all kinds that will be available on sale at the park tomorrow when the gates are open, around noon. 3-1 pitch, ball four, and Russell becomes the first Dodger runner with a base on balls with two out last first inning. Jackie Robinson, who is hitting so far with six hits for 11 at bat at 544, the defending batting champion, presented by Ford Frick yesterday with a silver replica of a baseball bat sent by the Louisville Slugger people. The Hilrick Memorial bat, emblematic of winning the batting title last year. He was also voted the league's most valuable player. Robinson, his weight now is 208 pounds. He's in fine shape. Playing him straight away. The wind is blowing to right field. Curve is good on the outside for a call strike. Jack, I think, is a little unhappy about it, but he didn't turn around. For the Giants, the veteran Jack Kramer, making his first National League appearance. He was formerly over there in the American League with the Browns and the Red Sox. Wes Westrum is catching. Jack Hoshman at first. Russell is leading off at that point. Two out. Stanky at second. Alvin Dock at short. The third baseman is Henry Thompson. Freeman position. Deals. Curve high. And it is ball one. It was very high. And ball one strike. In left field for New York, Whitey Lockman. The center fielder is Bobby Thompson. And the right fielder is Don Mueller. Hit the umpires again. It is Doug, Scotty Robb, back of the plate. Al Bolick is at first base. And Donatelli, rookie National League umpire, this is his second series in the National League, is at second. Kramer coming down to his set position. Delivers. Robinson swings and misses. Over the ball of it sinking. Took a little bit off of it. One ball, two strikes. Crowd sort of quiet for the moment, but they don't stay quiet at Brooklyn Long. Robinson holding his club down by the end. Strong right-hand hitter. George Sisler has helped him a great deal to become the fine batter that he is. One and two pitch. Curve outside. Jack takes it for a ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Kramer, in no hurry at all, back of the mound, putting the rosin bag. Two and two. Russell, ready to get up and go. Just as quick as you can say, sugar crisp. Anything happens, it's two out. Pitch. Curve, swung on, hit down to second baseman Stanky, who's up with it. The throw goes over to first. Robinson's out by two running steps. Stanky to Hoshman, and that's all for the last of the first inning. There's really nothing to it when you add it up. So at the end of the first inning, two runs, they're both earned, two hits and no errors for the Giants. For the Dodgers, no runs, no hits and no errors. Now let's see what's on that post scoreboard, and then we'll see about identifying the stations. So let's see. In the National League, nothing yet on the Cardinals and the Cubs. Philadelphia playing at Boston. Kurt Simmons will go for the Phillies, and Warren Spahn, top winning left-hander in the league last year, will go for the Braves. Spahn making a second start. He beat the Giants opening day. Cincinnati's at Pittsburgh, and at the end of the first inning, it is 3-0 in favor of the Pirates. Hetke for Cincinnati and Chesney's for Pittsburgh. In the American League, Washington is playing New York at the stadium. Steve Nagy for Washington and Bob Porterfield starting for the Yankees. Staub is starting for the Boston Red Sox at Philadelphia against Alex Kellner. And that gets you up to date. And now, let's take a 20-second pause for station identification. Hello, everybody, and those of you who may have just joined us, this is Red Barber speaking to you for Pulse Cereals from behind home plate at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn. The Giants are at bat in the second inning. Alvin Dock first up, and New York is ahead of Brooklyn 2-0. Dan Bankhead for the Dodgers delivers a fastball that's drilled in for a call strike. Dock is hitting at 417. He's gotten off to a good start with the bat. He is 5-for-12. He's a fine ball player. Open stance, feet wide apart. Takes a curve, goes across, second strike. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Hatfield. Swing around into left. Infield is up a step because this fella can run. Dock. Backs out of there. Takes the heavy end of his bat, knocks the play out of his spikes. The infield has been treated with molder sand this year. It has a darkish gray color. But it's still possible to three. And Beckhead strikes him off. Beck makes Dog chase a low outside hook. Second strikeout for Daniel. And rookie Jack Hoshman stepping up.
Jack Hoshman, third base.
H-A-R-S-H-M-A-N. Jack Hoshman. Minneapolis last year hit 270. for indigenous to San Diego, California. 6'2", 180 pounds. 2-0 favor the Giants. Fine, sunny afternoon. Hushman takes a fastball that's too low. Ball one. Throw. Put a curve on inside the shin. 4-2. We'll keep you posted on the other ball games as they go along. Bankhead pitches 2-0. Call strike. At the end of the first inning in the ball game between the Washington Nationals and New York Yankees, it's 1-0 favor of the Yankees, who have gotten off to a good start this year. The Red Sox are leading at Philadelphia over the Athletics 3-0 at the end of an inning and a half. At the end of two innings now, Philadelphia, Boston, in the National League, it's no score. The 2-1 pitch to Hoshman, foul tip, and it's now 2-2. The Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game is now at the end of three innings, and it is 6-1 in favor of the Pirates behind Bob Chesney. Hetke, who started for Cincinnati, was replaced in the second inning by Kirk Peterson. Outfield, round to the right. Hoshman, left-hand hitter, claimed to call. This year he's had two hits for 11 at-bats, walk of 182. But percentages are not too indicative this early. 2-2 pitch, fastball, foul tip, still 2-2. Bankhead, turn that one loose. 2-2. Dan steps upon the mound. He can throw that ball. Sets. Delivers. Another foul ball. Back on the screen. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Giants 2. Dodgers nothing. The wind is rather gusty this afternoon. At times it is strong, then it seems to slow down. But the prevailing course of the wind is out to right field, which is the short field here at Ebbets Field. Those of you who have never seen the park or heard about it, maybe we'll better describe it for you. The 2-2 pitch to Hoshman swung on, a ground foul outside first. Fitzsimmons stops it with his foot. Still 2-2. Right field at Ebbets Field is one of the famous fields in all athletics, not just baseball alone. It's a concrete wall in right field which goes up 20 feet off the ground. Then there is an additional 20 feet of wire screen on top of it. So the right field fence, while it is short here at Brooklyn, is very high. It's 40 feet high. So you just don't pop one into Bedford Avenue, which is a big six-lane highway in back of it, on just a little bunted ball. 2-2 pitch. The curve just missing low inside. And Bankhead and Campanella are both unhappy at Rob's call on that. It's ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Bankhead really wound up, and he can wind up on himself, too. The distance down the right field line in Brooklyn, which is relatively short, is 297 feet. Bankhead sent at the back of the mound. However, in right center field, the wall slanting away is 395 feet. Then you have double-deck stands beginning in right center field and going all the way around the rest of the park and coming right back into the right field corner. In other words, it is just right field itself that has the wall, 20 feet of concrete, 20 feet of screen, and the scoreboard is also out there, and the scoreboard is stuck out in front of it, which causes a series of angles. The 3-2 pitch. Strike three, swing the curveball. He swung off. Well, Bankhead has struck out the first two here in the second inning. Three strikeouts all told. He got off to a shaky start, walking Stanky, then having Lachman's line drive sink in front of Russell when it looked to be a certain catch for an out. Then Thompson hit the right field wall for a single, the wall we were talking about. Mueller banged into a double play. The Giants had two runs, but from that time on, Bankhead has gotten five outs, pitching to his last four men. Wes Westrum, the right-hand hitting catcher for the Giants, been around parts of the last 2 years. Open stance. Takes a curve outside. Ball one. Weston this year has not come up with a base hit, and he's been up officially six trips. 2-0. Favor the Giants. Always business when the Giants and the Dodgers are on hand. Throw. Better ball low inside. Ball two. Post serial, folks, from Battle Creek, Michigan way. Very happy to be sending you this ball game from Brooklyn way. And whenever the Dodgers are home on Saturday, so will come these broadcasts. 2-0 pitch. Curve over. Good. Call strike. Two balls, one strike. 1-1. Outfield toward left. To play Weston to pull. Bank had a right-handed deal. Fastball low outside. 4-3. 2-1 hard. Fitzsimmons coaching in first. Hollers, hey, Wes, come on. Get a good ball. Emmett's Field is one of the smallest ballparks in the major leagues. It seats nominally about 32,000. And part of its great charm is its complete and immediate intimacy with the game itself. You're never far away from the players. 3-1 pitch, curve swung on, foul on top of the third base stands and out of the park. 3-2. So whenever you are at Brooklyn, you are actually in the ball game, so to speak. You don't have any great chasms and caverns and yawning distances, etc. You can see the players. Hear them. Hear what the coaches say. There's a lot of truth in the statement that is endured through the years. There's never a dull day with the Dodgers, and certainly never at Ebbets Field. Something in the atmosphere around here. If something's going to happen, it'll happen here at Brooklyn. 3-2 pitch. The high fly ball results in deep out into left center. Russell, the center fielder, is under it, waiting. We've got it. Ball, nothing across for the Giants in the top half of the second inning. At the end of the inning and a half, it remains New York 2 and Brooklyn nothing. Carl Ferrello coming on now to be first up for the Dodgers, last of the second inning, followed by Gale Hodges and then by Bob Morgan. Jake Pittler coaching at first base for the defending National League champions. Milton Stark at third. Ferrello, who's hitting in August and September, had much to do with Brooklyn coming up with the pennant. He was hitting almost 500 there in the stretch, and that's the mark of the ball player that he is. Ferrello hitting now, 3-15, 231. Outfield back into right. Stanky on orders from DeRocher in the bench, moves back deep to second base. Right-hander Kramer pitches a curve. It's a call strike. It's a big slow bender. Broke away from him, caught the inside slice. No balls, one strike. Throw has something in his eye. Steps out of the box for the moment. Kramer puffing. Veteran right-hander. Kick throws. Let a ball in on the hands. He tried to make that look like the pitch just now when he broke the curve off the hands and over. But Ferrello stayed off of it, and the count goes to 1-1. Kramer uses a lot of slow stuff. Manager Bert Schotten of the Dodgers, who doesn't wear a uniform, sitting back there in the dugout. 21 pitch, fastball, low outside. Ball two. First the slow curve, then the slow pitch up on the hands, trying to look like that slow curve again, but it didn't, and then the fastball trying to crisscross on the outside. 2 balls, one strike. Fellow choking his stick just a little. He's quite strong. 2-1 pitch. Fastball outside, 4-3. So Kramer is behind now, 3-1. Ball has the orders. He looks at third base coach Milton Stark. He usually is the central man in the Brooklyn wigwag system. Stark, of course, keeps his eyes glued on Boss Schotten there in the dugout for the word. In the major league, these fellows just don't go out there and do as they please and take orders. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on. Hit sharply down the short. Alvin Dark is up with it. Plenty of time for the throw. The first pitch is accurate for the Hosmer, and Ferrello's out by two steps. So Carl was hitting and grounded out, struck to first.
Number 14.
Gil Hodges. Big first baseman stepping up. Sidney giving you some distances at Ebbets Field. To the straightaway lower center field stand is 393 feet. Right center field to the lower stands, double decked out there, 351. And in the left field corner, 348. Big Hodges has really been hotter than a $2 pistol. Hitting at 700, 7 for 10. Big, strong, strapping right-hand batter, outfield toward right. Takes a fastball for a call strike on the outside above the knees. Hodges is a magnificent athletic specimen. I don't know of anybody who has ever seen him that wants any part of it. He has the least trouble of any man on the face of the earth. And he's awfully good-natured, which everybody says is just grand. But if you're that strong, you ought to be good-natured. Fastball inside on the short ribs. Saved him up again. One ball, one strike. One and one. I feel deep round toward left. Hodges is just coming into his own as a ball player. Big strong guy from Indiana. 1-1 pitch, swung on as a high belt deep out of the left center field. Way back, Thompson goes back close to the stand. It's in there for a home run. Hodges has hit his second of the season. But today's hit on 11 at bat. And that's the second time that he has kept the kill for a case of Coke Sugar Crisp. Here he is running his home run home. There, where it is marked, 390 feet in the lower left center field stands. It gives Gill two home runs, three runs batted in. Eight hits for 11, and Bobby Morgan, who has seven hits for 13, breaking in as a rookie. Stocky, blonde, right-hand batter. Morgan hitting at 538 is up there. So the Dodgers break through, and it's now a 2-1 game favor the Giants.